Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
How is the quality of embryos assessed during the IVF process?
What happens in the lab? So when your egg and sperm get put together, either by just putting them together in a dish, 50,000 sperm and an egg, and let them go for it, or ICSI, where we put one sperm, select one sperm and inject it into the egg. That's the starting point. That happens on the day of the egg collection. The next morning, the scientists will look at those embryos, look at those eggs, and see whether they've fertilized. What they're doing there is looking for evidence that the chromosomes from both the sperm and the egg are evident in the egg. It's called the pronuclear stage. And there are two little dots they can see in the middle of the egg. If we can see that, we call that a fertilized egg, and the scientist generally will call the patient at that point and say, we collected 10 eggs yesterday and 7 of them have fertilized. That's pretty average. 7 out of 10 is our normal rate. Then, depending on the culture system, and these days increasingly it's putting them into an incubator and leaving them there for the 5 days. Not taking them out of the incubator, because taking them out of the incubator changes the environment in which they are exposed to, and that change in environment of temperature, carbon dioxide concentration, is putting them in a cold bath or taking them into outer space for that little bit of time, and needless to say, they don't do well, or as well as leaving them in a single incubator for the whole time. The thing that made us aware of that being an important factor was the newish decade now, time-lapse facility. So the incubator's got a camera in it, and it takes a photograph of your embryo every 15 minutes and allows the scientists to watch the divisions of the cells as they occur. Quite spectacular to watch as the one cell becomes two cells, become four cells, become 16 cells, become, and so on, until by day 5, there's over 300 cells in the embryo. What the scientists are looking for on day 5 is what's called a blastocyst. So the embryo has developed to a blastocyst. That's a good sign, and that's a starting point for deciding which is the good embryo and which isn't. An embryo that by day 5 hasn't reached that stage, it may be the stage before that, which is called the morula, which is still a big ball of cells, but it hasn't started to form a cavity within it. The cavity is called the blastocoel, and that's why it's called a blastocyst. And the formation of that hole with fluid in it is what starts to differentiate the cells that are going to become the placenta and the cells that are going to become the baby. It's looking at those two things, the cells in the inner cell mass, it's called, which will become the baby, and the trophectoderm on the outside, which will become the placenta.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.